Arts and cultural organizations were hit hard at the start of the pandemic. Over $400 million of state and federal COVID relief funding helped keep Wisconsin's creative industry afloat when doors were closed and gatherings were limited. That one-time cash infusion was a big deal for organizations around the state, but now they're back to their regular funding level from the state government, among the lowest in the country. According to the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, Wisconsin currently ranks last in the nation in per capita state funding for the arts and has ranked at or near the bottom for many years. In this year's budget cycle, Governor Tony Evers proposed significant increases to arts funding in the state using some of Wisconsin's budget surplus. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee rejected those proposals. They intend to maintain a similar level of arts funding, just enough to continue to receive matching funds from the federal government. During the Joint Finance Committee's deliberations over tourism funding earlier this month, Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee called for an increase in arts spending, was ultimately unsuccessful.
Back in 2011, arts, the state portion of arts funding was $3 million. And it was reduced, and it has not been increased. We have set aside the bare minimum to receive the national match. And I think we can do a lot better than the bare minimum. I think we can do a lot better. And I think Wisconsin would be better for that.
A group of arts organizations around the state have teamed up to form the Wisconsin Creative Economy Coalition to advocate for more state funding that may be unlikely in the current state of the budget process. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see the state put more money into arts and cultural programming, or should that be left up to private donations and revenue? What do you think more funding for the arts could do for your local community? Why do you think the state hasn't been more willing to fund the arts? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ann Katz is the executive director of Create Wisconsin, the community cultural development organization formerly known as Arts Wisconsin. She also previously served on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Ann, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. Can you give us a sense of what we're talking about? We talk about arts organizations and the creative economy in the state. Give us the scope of the kind of things we're talking about.
Well, we're talking about businesses, people, businesses, organizations, and communities in every corner of the state. Yes, nonprofit organizations are the cornerstone of the creative industries. For-profit businesses are also a huge part of that industry, and that's everything from music stores to electronic theater controls in Middleton to independent artists who have a gallery. People who work in any kind of music production, studios, the list is endless. There's also a lot of interest and programming from the university system, K-12, education, schools and such, local government, economic development, pretty much in a lot of ways, everything is the creative economy. And let me, before I forget to say this, I have to say that it's a $10.8 billion, that's billion with a B, billion-dollar industry, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. And in 2021, so in the middle of the pandemic, there were over 87,000 jobs, which is more jobs than the state's beer, biotech, and papermaking industries. So this is a sector worthy of attention and investment. And although, as you mentioned at the top of the hour, we are 50th out of 50 states in per capita funding of our state arts council, I have a lot of optimism that is going to turn because the momentum is growing.
Can you give us a sense of the history of arts funding in the state? We used to, as we heard from Representative Goyke, fund at higher levels. What happened over time?
We were always kind of in the mid-40s. And I think at some point before 2011, we were up to, I think, 44 cents per capita. In 2011, Governor Walker's budget cut the arts board by a significant amount, and that went down to just under $1 million. The investment hasn't grown since then, as Representative Goyke said, and due to inflation, of course, that money is worth less. The other side of that is that the state does, like every arts council, the Wisconsin Arts Board gets matching funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, and so that does double the amount of money that we have available. But in a world where Minnesota provides over $7 per capita and Illinois provides over $5 per capita, we can't compete. Wisconsin can't compete if we're only at 14 cents per capita and 50th in the nation. And we deserve better. The people of the state deserve better. The people and organizations and businesses producing the arts deserve better because they're doing amazing things with that small amount of money, and they could do so much more, and they could reach so many more people if there was more investment.
The state government has a lot of different competing priorities for what to do with money that comes in from taxpayers. Why the arts? Make the case for public state-level funding for these arts organizations.
Well, as I said, it's a $10.8 billion industry, and that's more than some of our historic industries and more than some of our emerging industries. The arts are a catch-all term for economic programs, education for the 21st century, vibrant communities, bringing in and engage residents. The arts bring people together. And when you talk about the intangible value of the arts, which is that the arts make us human. Humans have been expressing themselves creatively since the beginning of time, and that it is an industry where, a theater or an art center or a festival, people come to a town. They fill up their tanks at the gas station. They stay in hotels. They go shopping. They pay for babysitters if they're in town. For residents and visitors alike, the arts are a huge part of daily life and of what people do when they're on vacation. And so it's a robust sector that we shouldn't think of as something that's separate from everything else in the world. There's not like the arts over here and then everything else in the real world is on the other side. The arts are part of everything we do, and arts businesses and creative workers are part of the fabric of our community. They're our neighbors. They're people that pay taxes, have mortgages, send their kids to public school. And so when we talk about funding the arts, we're really talking about funding investment in the economy, workforce, and community life.
Talking to Ann Katz with Create Wisconsin, looking at art funding here in Wisconsin in the state budget. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Per person in Wisconsin, we are ranked last in the country when it comes to the amount of money we put into the arts. What do you think about that? Would you like to see it change? Are you okay with it? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Governor Evers' budget proposal, which has mostly fallen by the wayside in joint finance now, he had called for an artistic endowment fund, putting $100 million into that and using interest from that to help fund arts funding, plus a direct increase in annual arts funding. What did you think when you saw his plan?
Oh, ecstatic, thrilled. We very much appreciate the governor's show of support. And that really kind of catalyzed this creative economy coalition, which has been, it's been out there for years and years. But this moment in time was a moment where people came together and said, this is a great opportunity. Let's really work hard for it. Now, that part of the budget, as you said, is not going to be in the final version of the budget. But we're going to keep the momentum going and we're going to keep advocating. You know, one thing I should say, Rob, is that there isn't anyone who doesn't understand that the world has changed. Even before the pandemic, the world was changing and our economy is different. You know, we don't make cars in Wisconsin anymore. We don't really make paper here anymore. We have thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs who are running small businesses and are all incredibly creative. Everybody understands that. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. And I have spent a lot of time in the legislature, and I can tell you that everyone is interested in new ways of revitalizing their communities and finding ways for people to make their living and to help people be entrepreneurial and creative. So that's why I say I have a lot of optimism about the momentum and how we're going to, even though this budget did not contain the $100 million, and again, we're very grateful that that conversation has started with the governor's request, we're going to keep it going and we're going to keep working to show that the arts, the creative industries and the creative economy is a good investment.
What have you and the creative organizations you're working with done to try to reach out to the Republican leadership and the legislature who have obviously a lot of say in what happens in the budget?
Well, we have relationships. You know, people working on the ground in their communities, whether it's a big city or a small town, they know their legislators. They see them at the supermarket. They go to church with them. They, you know, sometimes they're married to each other. People have relationships with their decision makers, and Wisconsinites are not afraid to express their opinions. So, you know, that's kind of how it works. People trust people that they know. They pay attention to things that they understand. And so the arts are a sector. We have a lot of stories to tell. We have a lot of great work going on. And the people on the ground, the people who are doing the real work, they have been reaching out to their decision makers, showing them not only, again, the intrinsic value and how many people's lives are changed, which, of course, is, you know, incredibly important, but they also are able to show the economic value when someone buys a ticket to a show, when someone comes to town, when someone, you know, does a night out going to a performance or a museum or whatever. They are able to show the economic and the civic impact, so that twin, you know, that twin set of impacts, they are able to show that to their decision makers and show that, again, I keep repeating this, but this is a sector worthy of investment, again, from the ground up, you know, from that any legislator in any district can see that their district has X number of organizations, X number of events, all sorts of reasons why people would want to come and partake of the arts. And I, as I said, there isn't anyone who doesn't understand that, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or something in between. So that's how we're doing it, you know, grassroots, one at a time, people having relationships with the people who make decisions.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Denny is with us in Ogdensburg. Denny, hi.
Hey, thanks for having me. A quick overview. I was on a village council a number of years ago in central Wisconsin. Our area was down to a finalist of a company going to start a business with 200 employees. It was a regional location of an existing company. It was down to us in a village in a city in North Carolina. When they came to look at what we had to offer, the guy said, my wife is into arts and into the community, and she will never live here. And our art community has grown tenfold in the last 10 years, and it's the backbone of part of our area in central Wisconsin. And I am not an artist. It's not like I'm talking as an artist looking for more. I'm just telling you, from a business standpoint, it's critical not only to bring businesses in, but to bring people in that you want in your business. Thank you.
Denny, thanks for the call. Ann.
Denny, bless you. That is, you're singing my song. I mean, that's the kind of testimony that Denny, and we so appreciate that, that Denny has given and that we hear all the time. People want to live in places where there are things to do, whether they are, consider themselves artists or not. They want things for their kids to do. They want arts education in the schools. They want zoos and libraries and art centers. And they want a lively community. And if your community can't provide it, then they'll find some other place to live. And so that's why, as I said, so many local officials and economic development professionals are so interested in investing in their creative economy. So I'm spending a lot of time in that world, and we have a very good partnership with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the Wisconsin Counties Association, spending a lot of time with these decision makers on the local level, talking about how they can boost their creative economy in their community. Now, it's a process. There's no magic solution where all of a sudden, poof, you're going to, you know, have 10 different galleries and lots of things going on. You have to really work at it. But that's what people are trying to do. And there's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough anything. But yet people are really trying to do these kinds of this kind of investment and development in their communities.
Denny, thanks for the call. We're talking to Ann Katz, Executive Director of Create Wisconsin, looking at arts funding here in Wisconsin and how our state lags behind most of the rest of the nation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think the state should be responsible for more arts funding, maybe in this current budget that we're working on right now? How important is the creative economy to you? Is it part of your livelihood, part of your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Ann Katz, Executive Director of Create Wisconsin, the Community Cultural Development Organization, formerly known as Arts Wisconsin, with us today to talk about the state's low level of arts funding and efforts to increase it in the next state budget. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. How important are the creative arts to you? Do you have outlets in your community, places where you can go to participate in creativity in one form or another? Do you want to see more? Call 800-642-1234. Let's go back to our callers. Perry is with us in Oconto. Perry, hi.
Yes, I wanted to kind of tack on to what Denny said. Great point where people want to move where there's opportunities for recreation and the arts and that things that are important to them. Not what one of the legislatures talked about last week on the radio saying, well, we got to cut taxes because people don't want to move to Wisconsin because taxes are so high.
Perry, thanks for the call and thanks for previewing our next conversation. That's coming up. We'll look at those tax cuts. But Ann, we were talking about businesses being drawn to Wisconsin. Perry saying people drawn to Wisconsin, he hopes, if we supported our arts more.
Well, I mean, Wisconsin has everything, right? I mean, we have authentic, unique communities. We have very creative people. We have great history and heritage. And that's what people want. And our small towns are located near their communities. And so, I mean, we really do have everything we need here. We just have to make more of an investment. Yes, people want low taxes, but they also want, as I said before, they want things to do. They want lively communities. They want something real. And if you're living in, a suburb somewhere and you have to drive to go to Walmart or Starbucks, you know, the fact that you can live in a real community and partake of local culture, local arts and culture and heritage, Wisconsin really does have it all. So we really push the idea that supporting the arts that's not the phrase we use. We really talk about investing in people, organizations, businesses, and communities.
Thanks a lot for that call. Now, Anne, people might think of arts funding and picture a big art museum or concert hall or something like that. I'm guessing the organizations you work with, it's not one size fits all, that arts investment might look different in a small town versus a big city. Can you share some of that variety?
Oh, my gosh. We've got nothing but variety here, right? We've got, we do have the big world-class institutions like the Milwaukee Art Museum and the Madison Symphony and located in the big cities. But we also have world-class institutions like Big Top Chautauqua, which is located in a very small town, but people know it around the world, and everything in between. Really, I keep using the phrase authentic and unique, but that's really the hallmark of our arts and culture, that people are expressing their culture, their heritage, their history, their emotions through the arts. And whether it's a small gallery in a small town or a studio tour somewhere or, a tribal museum I could go on about the different kinds of arts experiences in this state, but we really do have an incredible variety of arts experiences. And again, that's what people want. And one more thing I should say, there's a lot of cultural tourism in the state. So people come to Wisconsin to go to places like Big Top, to the art museum, to go to art fairs and art shows. And they also go to hike or ski at the same time. And so our tourism mix is pretty diverse because people will go on a bike ride in the morning and then they'll go to a winery in the afternoon and then they'll go to a performance indoor county at night. And so, our visitors who can turn into residents sometimes also are able to partake of the incredible diversity. And so, one of my favorite thing about my job is that I get to go around the state and see all this and experience it. So, I'm a big fan of the arts in Wisconsin and what people are doing. Again, not enough money, not enough resources, but that's what we're trying to change.
We heard from Ellen Milwaukee, who couldn't stay on the line. Ellen says, very sad to hear Wisconsin ranks last in arts funding, wants to know what in the world people like Ellen could do about it. What would you say to Ellen, Ann?
Oh, my gosh. Go to createwisconsin.org and WisconsinCreates.com. Those are the two websites where createwisconsin.org is our website, and it's got lots of information about the arts. And then WisconsinCreates.com is the Creative Economy Coalition website, and that's got information about how you can be an advocate. So I hope Ellen and everybody else does that. And then if you have a question, give me a call, send me an email. I'm happy to talk.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Ann Katz, Executive Director of Create Wisconsin, a community cultural advocacy organization. She was with us today to talk about Wisconsin's low levels of state arts funding and efforts to boost it in the current budget cycle. That's still in the works in the state legislature right now. You can keep that conversation going over at the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. And hey, if you want to give a shout out to a local creative enterprise, big or small, famous or not in your community, we would love to hear about it. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. If there's something in that creative economy, a local museum or gallery or performance space or public art, you name it, that, you know, when somebody comes to visit from out of town, you like to take them to go see it, let us know about it. Email ideas@WPR.org.